Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I'm going to offer the disclaimer I offer sometimes when I'm preaching, which is I'm not trying to undercut your belief in Scripture. However, there are things that are not in Scripture that we've passed along from generation to generation. And at the top of that list is the identity of these wise men, which I use scare quotes around, because we don't know if they were wise men. We don't know if they were men. We don't know how many there were. We don't know that they were kings. Why do you think they're kings? So yes, we've sung the hymn and you know the words, and that may be one of the reasons. And I don't think any Tom, Dick, or Harry traveling down the street would have had access to gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, all of which were very valuable. But there is a lot about these characters we don't know. But we do know this. They were looking for something. And what about you? What about me? Are we looking for something? Are we looking for meaning in our lives? Are we looking for answers to the big questions? And number 42 is not the answer to all of the mysteries of life. But these people, these travelers, were looking for something. Why does Matthew tell us this story? So you remember the narrative we heard in Luke about the birth of the baby Jesus. And he was visited by the shepherds and the angels. And that was all rooted within the Jewish tradition. But the early church was trying to reach out to non-Jews too. And Matthew included this story as a way to show that God was delivering his message of love and grace to all of humanity. These foreigners, these strangers, traveled to the birth of Jesus. Now, there's this really weird incident that takes place where they have this interview with Herod, and they say that they've come to Israel to find the birth of the new king, which frankly I think was a really foolish thing for them to say, because Middle Eastern potentates in general throughout history have not been too keen on people challenging their positions. But these naive fellows told Herod why they were in town. And Herod, always on the lookout for a threat to his power, played along and said, oh, I would like to worship this new baby too. And then they have a vision at night. And God tells them, don't go home the way you came. Go by a different way. And so the three people, we presume three, traditions also had 12, this clutch of strangers goes home by another route. They all presumably live to see another day. In a little while, we're all going to come forward to share communion at this table. And after you have had the bread and the cup, how will you go back to your pew? How will you leave this place? Unchanged? Unmoved? Or will you leave by a different way? Now, I know that's all very existential, but that is a level of importance of what happens when we share the Lord's Supper. This isn't just some lovely moment where we reenact the past. This is a moment for us to all to affirm the love of God made real and manifest for us and our world. Can you handle that? So I hate naming people in the sermon, but I'm going to do it. Bob. Bob mentioned that one of the kings was Gaspar. Is that the one you saw? Or was Melchior? We don't know that. We don't know if his name was Balthazar. Again, it could have been Tom, Dick, and Harry. Although most likely not, because those are all English names, and English wasn't spoken back then. But it doesn't matter who they were or what their names were. They each had an epiphany. And I hope each of us has an epiphany today, because Christmas is not over. Christmas runs through tomorrow, which is the actual Epiphany holiday. And I'm glad that what has happened to Christmas has not happened to Epiphany. It has not been secularized. It has not been turned into some sort of commercial festival. Now, maybe that will change, because demographics have changed in this country. But for now, Epiphany remains the province of the church and of all who follow Jesus and want to follow Jesus. So open your eyes, unstop your ears, look and listen. For the love of God made real for each of us and for all of us. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the gifts of the birth of Jesus. We thank you also for the gift that culminated in the Easter event. We thank you for Jesus, who gave his all for us. In his name we pray, amen.